more applause. God bless. Hallelujah. Amen. Wonderful job on this Christmas Eve. We love the Lord today, and certainly it's a wonderful day to be in the house of the Lord on this, the 24th day of December. Amen. This is 2017, and pretty soon the brand new year will be here. But we're going to celebrate this moment. Amen. Observation of the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We love the Lord. We honor the Lord Jesus Christ on this day. And we just say thank God for our young people in the youth department and what they've done. And amen. They took time out of their schedule to rehearse their parts and stood before an audience and performed. Amen. To that, we say thank you. Amen. For what you have done. And we love the Lord. And amen. Like you say, this is not about us. It's about the Lord Jesus Christ. And I think that last play talked about upside down Christmas. And I think sometimes, amen, we have this thing upside down. Amen. If you look at the original, how this thing started at its birth and the way it is now, that you can't tell, you cannot connect the two so many times. But we're going to do briefly go into the word of the Lord with you and just, amen, just talk about the Christmas season and the Lord Jesus Christ. And he's not a baby anymore. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He grew up. Right. Hallelujah. He's a man and God. And not only did he grow up, he got up. Thank you, Jesus. So we thank God for his goodness and his mercy. Like I said earlier, I'm not going to be long today. We've enjoyed that wonderful play, and I think it's a great story that has been told. And so many times when you can depict that in a play like that, amen, you sure get a lot meaning that sometimes you don't get otherwise. But out of the word of the Lord, we're going to read to you the scripture that you've heard before. But we just want to just reiterate this. Thank God for each one of you and for the wonderful blessings of family. This is a wonderful time for families to get together, amen, and just enjoy the Lord and enjoy each other, amen. I don't care. There's something about this time of year. It's just different. The atmosphere is different, and even sometimes the attitude of people are a little different. You know that. So it's good that Christmas generally has a positive effect upon people. And maybe somebody in your family had not been getting along with too good. At least Christmas time, they act a little civilized. Amen. So that's the effect that the Lord Jesus Christ has on us. And we just love him. And now we're going to read a scripture, a couple of scriptures, as a matter of fact. Then we're going to go into our text for the day. Book of Matthew, chapter 1, the first chapter of the book of Matthew, and a very simplistic story that you heard time after time again, but it's always good to read it another time because it tells about how the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ came about. Dr. Pursley played last Tuesday night a rendition, YouTube rendition of that birth. Matthew chapter 1, verse 18 through 25. It says, now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thy son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin. What was his purpose? To save his people from their sins. Now all this was done, that it might be fulfilled, which is spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name what? Jesus. Hallelujah. One other scripture in the second chapter of the book of Matthew chapter 2, and that one verse, which is verse number 11. Matthew 2, verse number 11. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. Amen. With that text read, we're going to speak to you briefly on this topic, the reason, the season. The reason, the season. We're celebrating for a reason, and it is a season, and why we celebrate this season. But if you notice in the text, and I'm going to be as brief as possible, but if you notice in that text, especially that last verse that I read, which was the 11th verse of the second book of Matthew, they said, and when they were coming to the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they opened their treasures, they presented to him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Now, I would have you to believe, amen, that the scripture says they presented unto him, not unto them. Amen. Let me say it again. They presented gifts to who? Him, not you. See, we got this thing backwards. We present gifts to us, but on that day, they presented gifts to him. And I said a couple of nights ago, you know, Christmas time, you know, I like to give Jesus something. When I come to the church, I give a special offering in the name of Jesus because this is his birthday, you know. So, but I want to at least follow, and you can always give somebody else something. Yes, but don't leave Jesus out. You shop for everybody else but Jesus. And it's not that. Amen. Think about that. So I give a special offering for Jesus because, amen, he is the one that we celebrate. And the text says the reason. There's a reason why he was born. When God first created the world, if you look at the world now, and look at the day that it was created, you could not put the two together. Yes. Totally different. Perfect world. No sin. No animosity. Everything was perfect. But look how man has messed all this up. God didn't do it. He put man in a perfect world, in a perfect circumstance, and gave him very little responsibility. Just tend the garden. Just all you got to do. And eat all you want. I got everything provided for you. But I don't know. Sometimes when we have plenty, it's the tendency of man to want more. That's the nature of humans. And it started with Adam, because he didn't do what God told him to do. So the reason Jesus had to come was to sort of get this thing back on the right road. Because man had become so depraved and so ungodly, and they tried everything they could, amen, to get man to get himself right. Lord, remember all them sheep that had to die. All that blood of the animal had to be sprinkled. But none of that changed man. So Jesus came at a season that we knew that something had to change. And God devised this plan for his birth. You know, he knew that the blood that was sprinkled really didn't do the job. Because, to be honest, that blood was not a pure blood. Even though the animal supposedly might have been kept from all the other animals, it was still not a pure blood. We need a pure blood. Because the song says, what can wash away my sins? What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood. So Jesus came for the reason to save our souls. He said, I came that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. He said, why were we yet in our sins? He died for us. So God sent him in a very unusual way through a virgin named Mary. And it was under the power and the unction of the Holy Ghost. Because the scripture says that Joseph had not known his wife. But everybody, I'm sure, had talked about, oh, you don't marry, you don't have a baby, and they're not even married, or he hasn't been with, you know, you folk, all kinds of rumors started. But none of it was true. As a matter of fact, when Joseph heard the news from his wife, the Bible says he pondered these things, and he almost said, I'm gonna have to put her away privately. I don't want anybody to be talking about her, she'd be ashamed. But the Bible said while he was asleep, the angel appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, fear not to take unto thee thy wife Mary, for this thing that is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall conceive and bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin. So that's the reason that he came. That's the reason that he came. And that's why, because of that reason, we celebrate the season. As I said earlier, it's not our birthday. It's good that, amen, we celebrate and we give each other gifts and do all of these kinds of things. That's well and good. But the real reason is, amen, a Savior has come. And we celebrate this day. Everything should be about him. But it appears to me, as I live in this world, everything seems to be about us. I mean, that's the way I was brought up, y'all. I mean, when I came up as a child, they didn't tell me too much about Jesus. It was always about what I got under the Christmas tree. And I got mad if I didn't get what I thought I should have gotten. But that wasn't about me. But I was brought up to think, you know, this is all about this. There was not a whole lot of talk about Jesus. Except sing a few songs, Jingle Bells, and hey, I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas, and all those kinds of things. But nobody said too much about Jesus. But somebody, it's all about Jesus. It's not about us. But the way it is now, amen, it's all about us. Gift giving. One of the main reasons we have the custom of giving and receiving presents at Christmas is to remind us of the present given to Jesus by the wise men. Frankincense, gold, and myrrh. Frankincense was the perfume used in the Jewish worship And as a gift, it showed that people would worship Jesus. Now, Jesus is not the X-Man. Christmas is C-H-R-I-S-T-M-A-S, not X-M-A-S. So don't make him an X-Man. He's not an X-Man. His name is Jesus. Jesus Christ is his name. Amen. We sort of got that mixed up. We're going to take a shortcut. No. Let it be real. Christmas is the reason, amen, for the season. Then, you know, I looked up some
information.
I looked up some information. These mics are acting up today for some reason. I looked up some information for facts on Christmas. And I'm just going to give you a few of these and we'll go home. Now, here's what it says. It says Christmas Day, listen to this, is celebrated by millions of Christians around the world, used on the 25th of December. It is also a popular day for non-Christians. They don't even know God, but they celebrate it. Think about that. And it says non-Christians celebrate this day just like the Christian. Then it says the date of December 25th was chosen in the 4th century. The popular custom of celebrating Christmas included gift giving, sending holiday cards, Christmas trees, Christmas lights, caroling the feast, and church celebrations. Now, they put church celebration at the end. Listen, the common figure known throughout the world and associated with Christmas is Santa Claus. Oh, damn it. Santa Claus, what do you got to do with Christmas? But we get more, these kids get more jubilation out of Santa Claus than they do for Jesus Christ. Now you go to the mall, they crowd around Santa Claus, want to take a picture with him. But they don't associate Jesus. Take a picture with him. They go tell Santa Claus what they want. You should tell Jesus what you want. Because Santa Claus don't own anything. Jesus owns it all. Thank you, Jesus. Christmas decorations are popular to include Christmas trees, Christmas lights, wreath, garlands, holly, mistletoe, nativity scene. Christmas lights were invented in 1882 by Edward Johnson. The first evidence of Christmas tree is from a pamphlet that dated to 1507. That's how Christmas trees came into existence. Now, you know, they tell the story about Santa Claus coming down the chimney. This season. But they say, listen, in order for Santa to visit all the homes on Christmas Eve, he would have to visit 822 homes every second. That's an impossibility. Amen. The tradition of hanging stockings came from a Dutch custom. They would leave their shoes full of food for St. Nicholas donkeys, and St. Nicholas would then leave small gifts in return. 12th century nuns left socks full of nuts, fruits, and tangerines at the doors of the poor. This is where the tradition of putting tangerines in stockings came from. The three wise men who visited Mary and Joseph when Jesus was born brought gold, frankincense, and myrrh as gifts. Mm-hmm. Traditional Christmas caroling began as an old English custom. It was originally called wassailing, W-S-S-A-I-L-I-N-G, and was a toast to long life. St. Francis of Assisi began the custom of singing Christmas carols in the church in the 13th century. Listen, all this, as I said from the beginning, way back when, you cannot compare today with way back what folks did when the day of Jesus was born. There are approximately 60 million trees grown in Europe every year. Listen, in 1950, the world's largest Christmas tree was placed in the Washington Mall. It was 221 feet high. Jingle Bells was originally written by James Pierpont in 1857 for Thanksgiving, not Christmas. It was originally called One Horse Open Sleigh. We say Jingle Bell. Now y'all gonna like this. No, you won't like this. The traditional meal in England before turkey was mustard and a pig's head. y'all digest that one. Eating the pig's head on Christmas Day. Hallelujah. The Christmas wreath is a symbolic of Jesus. The red berries represent his blood, and the holly, the crown of thorns. Then here's the thing that I don't like. Christmas is one of the most profitable times of the year for many businesses. It becomes so commercialized. Used to be that Christmas was not thought about until after Thanksgiving. Now, way before Thanksgiving comes, the stores are full with Christmas items. It's all about money. But that's not the reason for the season. Now, I'm almost through. But it's just a history of what has happened on the Christmas season. Now, listen. The turkey appeared on Christmas tables in England in the 16th century. And the popular history tells King Henry VIII, during the first English monarch, to have turkey for Christmas. The 16th century farmer Thomas Trusser noted that by 1573, turkeys were commonly served at the English Christmas dinner. That's a lot of turkeys. And we now look at Christmas as a time to stuff ourselves, which is fine. I don't have anything. You eat all the turkey, all the ham, all the chicken, all that's fine. Eat all the ribs, that's good. That's fine. I don't have anything. But there's an emphasis played on how much we're gonna eat that day. Yeah. And I would, Jen Deacon, I would venture to say, Christmas is probably the most food wasted day in America.
Amen.
Amen. I'm trying to say how far we've gone from the real reason for Christmas. Now, I don't have anything against you eating all the food you want to. But for the tremendous amount of waste of food that we do. Like chickens, the 300 million turkeys raised and killed for their flesh every year in the United States, they have no legal protection. More than 45 million turkeys are killed each year on Thanksgiving alone. And more than 22 million turkeys die at Christmas. Thank you, Jesus. Poor turkey. Had nothing to be thankful for.
Amen.
And had no reason to celebrate.
all them turkeys. But the way we look at things, we sort of got this sort of backwards. And we complain because we don't get what we wanted. I told you I wanted that. I wanted this. Shut up, boy. Shut up, girl. This is not about you. It's about Jesus. And we always want to keep that in our minds and our hearts. It's about Jesus. And I said last Tuesday night, a lot of times when you, even when we come to family gatherings, you know, we come and we just lay all the food out and, you know, and we sit down and I got food everywhere. Everybody got all these dishes out there and we just pull our plates and just be running over. And we just say a little blessing and eat, which is fine. But no one says, y'all know what? Isn't the Lord good? How many times have you sat down at the table while you're eating and said, isn't the Lord good? Jesus, he's our Savior. He's our Lord. Because of him, all this stuff, look what God has given us. Yes. No one, and these ones I've been to, nobody said, look what the Lord has provided for us. I said, the Lord. We sort of got this thing backwards. They gave him. They didn't sit down and say, okay, they go, okay, give me some of that frankincense. Give me a little bit of that myrrh. In Jesus' name, you don't spell his name with an X. His name is Jesus Christ, and Christmas is Christ. And you know the story. You've seen that where they don't want you to, when they advertise, they say Happy Holiday, America. What are they trying to do? They're really trying to eliminate Jesus from the word Christmas. They put holiday instead. What they say, I'm going to say, Merry Christmas, yes. Christ has come. Yes. Give him glory, hallelujah. Yes. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill toward men because of Jesus Christ. Nobody else. Yes. The world didn't save me. Jesus saved me. The world didn't spill his blood. Jesus spilled his blood, and because of the blood, my sins have been washed away. Hallelujah. And I thank God for the blood, the reason, and the season. Merry Christmas, everybody. Enjoy the Lord, and remember why we celebrate this day. And young folks, if you don't get what you hoped you were gonna get, if you're breathing, if you're still breathing,
yes,
you ought to thank God.
Amen.
Woo! Thank you. If you don't believe it, young folks,
Look at this. You ever seen the commercial on St. Jude Hospital? Those poor young people, just tubes running everywhere, amputations, lungs not working, eyes not working, hearts not working, kidneys not working. But here we are. We can see, we can hear, we can walk, we can talk. And those poor kids, yes. Those yes. treatments every day, shooting drugs into their veins, trying to make them well. But you walking around, be able to enjoy yourself. That is a gift from God. Good health is a gift from God. And that reason, you have a reason to thank Him. And I'm so glad that you performed today. You have come today. You've given God a gift by using your talents, amen, to let folks know the reason for Christmas. Give yourselves a hand, young people. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. I'm done. This is Christmas Eve. And if you have not given yourself to Jesus, not a better day than to give yourself on Christmas Eve. What a great celebration we would have. Amen. God is so good. We are so blessed. Hallelujah. Oh, I thank God. Amen. For each one of you that you're here on this day. Glory to God. Giving God the glory and the praise. Amen. Look for something special tomorrow that comes from God. If you look for something special, you'll get something special. He said, you have not because you ask not. It's God's desire to give you the best there is. God can give you better than what your parents can give you, better than what your friends can give you, better than what your wife or your husband can give you. There's something God can give you the world cannot give you. And I praise God. And what God has given me and many of you that are here today, that the world cannot give and it cannot take away. And that is the gift of the Holy Ghost. Yes. Hey, glory. For he said, if you want to be saved, in the second chapter of the book of Acts, he said, repent every one of you and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. And you shall receive what? The gift of the Holy Ghost. Yes. If you need the Holy Ghost today, it's a gift. What a better time to receive a Christmas gift than to receive the Holy Ghost. If you're here, we ask you to come. Pray for you. Hallelujah. That you get a closer walk with God. And give yourself to Jesus. Give yourself to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Just now, come to Jesus, come to Jesus, just now, he will save you, he will save you, just now, Jesus, come to Jesus. Just now, Lord, I give myself to you. Trust him, only trust him. Just now, only trust him. Only trust him. Just now, to Jesus, come to Jesus. Come to Jesus just now, come to Jesus, come to Jesus just now. He will save you, he will save you, he will save you just now. He will save you, he will save you, just now, to Jesus. Jesus, come to Jesus just now, just now. Oh, come to Jesus, oh, come to Jesus just now. Give him yourself, give yourself to him. Only trust him, only trust him. Oh, Jesus, only trust him, only trust him, Jesus, come to Jesus, come to Jesus, just now, just now, come to Jesus, come to Jesus. Just now, he will save you, he will save you. Oh, hallelujah. Just now. Somebody else needs to come. Come to Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, yes, Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah,
thank you, glory, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah,
hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah.
Oh, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus, hallelujah,
hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, thank you, hallelujah.
Destroy every yoke. Destroy every yoke. Hallelujah. Destroy every yoke. Hallelujah. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Destroy every yoke. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Oh, yeah, Lord. Yeah, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Let it go. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, bless his holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank God for the blood. Victory in Jesus. Victory in Jesus. Hallelujah. Victory in Jesus. This is your day of jubilee. This is your day of jubilee. Hallelujah. Oh, this is your day of jubilee. Ooh. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Oh, God, work it out. Send forth your Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your holy name.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. What another day. Another day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Hallelujah.
Amen. We got to put Satan on the run. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his holy name.